This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Dale Ryder in for Kenny. We have some reaction to what Zach Jackson just said. He's going to be at Abdul Carter's Pro Day and some interesting things he said about Will Howard. But first, how about your Guardians off today? Chance to get to 2-0 tomorrow.
1-0.
Manzardo. I mean, you could throw in Manzardo to a chant. You could do anything.
MVP.
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 Have you checked Mitch? Have you checked the MVP rankings? Do we have odds? I mean, what a fantastic
Emmanuel
debut
Clase,
to start the
year. Cy Young.
He is 1-0. So
you got to get him in there at some point.
Yeah. Yeah. So yesterday, great start from the Gardos. It was a little hairy there in the eighth and then the ninth, but then they come through in extra innings and they win. They had another three runs and it was over. It's nice to silence the crowd. It's always good to spoil someone else's homecoming or someone else's opening day.
Well, that's exactly they knocked out that pitcher early in the fifth inning, which is great. Yeah. And then, you know, they've got a guy who's probably going to be in the MVP voting, and Bobby Witt, who legged out and kind of kept them back in that game.
Well, think about it. It was the eighth in the eighth without the base running gaffe.
Right.
If Kansas City actually knows how to run the bases, well, he might have been a different outcome.
He would have come up with runners on, and who knows? Who knows what the tally would have been? Maybe the bases could have been loaded. I mean, all depends how they would have handled that situation.
Maybe Clase maybe not even had a chance to blow the save and pick up his first win.
Right. Okay. A Clase, I do want to say, because you've been a little sarcastic about Clase, you know, the way that we treat relievers and especially closers.
By the way, there's a little truth in sarcasm.
Yeah. Well, that's why I wanted to ask you. You go from being locked in, dominant. He was a Cy Young hopeful last year.
And now I think he's trying to game the system. You know, saving games isn't going to win him a Cy Young.
With the stats,
but if he starts winning games, hey, you know.
How many iffy situations late with the game on the line until you're like, oh man, what happened to our guy? What happened to our dominant closer? Because these guys lose it so fast.
Well, and it wasn't like he wasn't throwing hard. I mean, he's still throwing 100, 101.
But it was straight. My thing is the movement, and we saw this in the playoffs last year too against the Yankees in the ALCS. The movement on his pitches just isn't what I'm accustomed to seeing from him. And that's what made him dominant, not just the velocity. Because here's the thing. Guys can hit heat. Like, that's, you know, I mean, you let the pitcher supply the power. That the old adage there, right? Well, the thing that made Class A good was that his heat, his 99 and 100, it moves on you. Where you look at going back to the ALCS, you look at yesterday, it just looked like he was throwing straight darts, and that's why he was running into bats the way he was. So I think that I don't want to say concerned, because it's one game. It's a little early, and I'm just having some fun with the whole playoff meltdown thing, but it is something that I'm going to watch in the next couple of weeks to see if he's able to get that movement back in his pitches that we've become accustomed to seeing. Because if he does that, he's going to be fine and there's nothing to worry about. But if he keeps throwing 100-mile-an-hour darts that are just straight, he's going to run into a lot of bats and he's going to blow a lot of games.
Well, you go back to the ALCS last year. He blew two consecutive games in two consecutive nights. And now the first time they came back and won, which was a very odd state of affairs because everybody's going nuts.
And I think he had
the Guardians win.
I think it was he had one blown save during the regular season.
Like,
he didn't blow any games.
And then it was back to back
during the regular season, and then back to back the Yankees got him. And
but Darryl was what happened after the game. So everybody is celebrating, and he was like the first one out of there.
He walked out, and then he didn't even shower. He just got his stuff.
Then he went on social media.
Yeah, wasn't the Instagram thing where he's like doing the trophy, the awards thing, whatever.
So it's at that point fans are like, oh no, is this in his head? Is this going to cost him? He comes back the next night, blows another one. They lose. They're down 3-1.
Right.
And you know the rest is history. So you just want him to come out, and I know it is. We're in March, and the weather is actually good. So normally it's late March, early April, and 40 degrees. You're not going to hang that on a clothes or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's just something to pay attention to, and I think people are a little nervous about that spot, especially with as overworked as the bullpen was last year. That's the one thing.
They had to overwork it last year. There was no choice.
Yeah.
They couldn't keep the rotation healthy, and that's my number one concern about this ball club this year is how healthy can you keep the rotation? Obviously, outside of the second base and the right field situation, not only defensively, but from an offensive standpoint, can you keep the rotation healthy so you don't have to burn out your bully by September? But I think I said this earlier in the show, Anthony, that the game is changing. The way it started with Tito Francona. I'm going to give him credit for this because that 2016 World Series run.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
And for the then-named Indians, when they, Francona got real creative with how he managed the starting rotation, because they were shortchanged. The rotation was banged up, and he found a creative way to use spot starters and use the bullpen. And you're seeing this now where teams are looking for, instead of, we talk about a quality start is 5-plus innings, 3 or fewer runs.
That was not a quality start when I was young. It's amazing how it's changed.
That's today. Like, I'm old school. A quality start for me is you went 6 or 7 innings.
And spared the bullpen.
And you gave up 3 or fewer runs. And now you're seeing teams, because everything is a copycat, you're seeing teams in the sports science too, right? Preserve the arm, throw fewer pitches. You're seeing teams like, hey, let's game plan for the first 5 innings, get started through 5, and then we've got a deep bullpen, and so we got maybe a 6th inning and 7th inning situational guys,
but you've got
your pre-closer and then your closer.
But you can't just go righty-lefty like when we were young,
right?
And
Hargrove was
pulling the strings. You have to have guys that you can rely on, not just for that one batter. You have to be set no matter what happens. So I did find that interesting. Also, hey, it was nice that eventually I think we all were able to watch the game. We're all able, something we would take for granted for so many years. And yesterday, everybody was making sure. And there were glitches, certainly. We talked about it to start the show. There were some glitches.
Here in Cleveland, nationwide. Yeah. There were a lot of folks. I was seeing some of the reaction on social media in other markets that subscribe to the, not necessarily a team, but I think there's an MLB.com. Package that you can, a streaming package.
It's all in the same app. The $200 package that gives you every team plus the Guardians and no blackouts, and I couldn't watch a single one. Okay. The first couple hours.
But you eventually.
I did.
Around. It's going to be a long season.
Hey, listen, opening day caught everybody by surprise, okay? Can we give some grace here?
Season's only 161 and a half for Mitch.
Not technically, it started a week ago.
It's not like they
did it. We saw those, though. They were at 6 a.m.
It's not like they test drove this thing in Tokyo or something a week ago.
All right, well, so imagine, Daryl, that you were in Minnesota. And you were getting excited to see the Twins on opening day yesterday. They were getting ready to set the scene. Your favorite team is in St. Louis. And you're on this newfangled broadcast network. The local TV deals are a thing of the past. Here we go. Here was your introduction to 2025 Twins baseball.
Today marks the dawning of a new era of Guardians television coverage. The game by and for the team that all Cleveland fans care about. A team with history as tough and proud as the city it represents. Today, we bring you the next evolution of Guardians baseball coverage. Faster, more exciting play, and the presentation to match.
All right. This was what was getting played. That's not our mistake for once. That was someone else's mistake.
I have a serious objection to this, too.
That audio courtesy of MLB.
Well, courtesy of the Twins TV network, but borrowed from the Guardians team network. Courtesy of MLB, courtesy of, whoever flipped the switch there.
Why are we having Bob Costas, who hates Cleveland, voice?
He doesn't hate Cleveland. Come on, Daryl. You need to throw away these tired narratives. He loves Cleveland.
I've heard he said Cleveland rocks.
He just might not have been rooting for them in the playoff series that he was broadcasting.
Bob Costas is the last person. What, Tom Hanks wasn't available?
No, he was at the Dodgers game.
He's at the Dodgers game. Yeah.
He's worse than Mitch. He's flipping teams left and right.
Boy, this is sad. It is a sad state of affairs.
It's a sad state. When we've lost Tom Hanks, the guy that introduced us to we are all Cleveland Guardians.
Come on, summer stock in Cleveland. How many times has he told that story?
77. It was a great year.
He threw out the first pitch.
We lost Forrest Gump?
It's over. He ran all the way out to L.A. You've seen the movie. So... you could tell they were getting through it yesterday. They were trying to figure everything out. I wonder when all is said and done, will people be happy? Have they figured out a way to watch their team after what looked to be a nightmare scenario right before first pitch yesterday?
Weiler, are you not familiar with society today? Nobody's going to be happy about anything.
The one thing that I didn't know and that I'm hoping I have the edge because I'm a streamer and not one of the ones that had a cable package that ended up getting the game, 9 yesterday morning is when they said everything got done. But I did not realize there's the ability to listen to not only the TV call, but the radio call and sync them up. And I did not take advantage of that yesterday. I will tomorrow.
Yeah. I mean, I
just want to see what it's like. I've done that for football for years, syncing up, of course, our coverage with the TV. But it's something that I have to do. And I felt like I had gotten down pretty close to perfection. They're just going to do it for me. So might have been worth the money.
I just can't have the Yankee and Cub lover voicing over the intro to Cleveland Guardians baseball. That's offensive to me.
How would you felt if it would have been Joe Buck? Come on, Daryl. We can't hate every national guy
doing
the game.